devoted to bringing you some spiritual truth to consider every day, Monday through Friday. Well, thank you for joining us today. Our passage for today is going to come from Luke 19. But first, a question. How do you know when you are lost? Maybe someone has given you directions on how to get to their house. This probably presupposes that you're not using your maps, but say that you didn't want to take out your phone and they've given you some verbal directions and you're like, oh, okay, that makes sense. I think I can find that. Typically, those verbal directions would include something like, if you hit the train tracks, you've gone too far. So you might not realize that you've gone too far until you know that you're not supposed to hit the train tracks. And once you do, ba-dump, ba-dump, you have driven too far and you have to turn around. There must be some metric that lets you know this is not where I am supposed to be going. If you've ever gone west on a big highway instead of east without realizing it because you're on the phone or listening to music and you get going for a while, the roads look the same. You know, you've got cars driving fast in your direction and the opposite direction, and you got lots of signs on the side of the road telling you you need to buy this or that. How do you know when you've gone the wrong direction? Well, when you suddenly start seeing signs for cities, they're in the opposite direction of the way you're supposed to be going. There has to be some kind of metric that lets you know that you are not headed in the right direction. Our verse for today is coming from Luke 19, verses 10, which says, "For the Son of Man came to seek and save the lost." How do people know that they are lost? Well, they don't know that they are lost until they come up against something that lets them know that they're going in the wrong direction. This is said by Jesus, and it's said by Jesus after Zacchaeus comes to faith in him. Zacchaeus, as you all know the story, was a very wealthy man, and he probably didn't have very many good friends, and the friends he did have were probably only interested in him for his money. But if he thinks that the way he needs to be going is to store up a lot of possessions and security and comforts for himself, he doesn't recognize that he's going the wrong way when he has all of these things, until he encounters the man Jesus, who shows him grace and mercy, who shows him true friendship, and he immediately recognizes, oh no, I am lost. And with seemingly without prompting, he tells Jesus, "Behold, Lord, the half of my goods I give to the poor, and if I have defrauded anyone of anything, I restore it fourfold." This is repentance, true repentance in the face of, well, repentance. His mind has been changed, his direction has been changed because he met the person Jesus. And we are so thankful that Jesus came to save the lost, but not only to save the lost, but to seek the lost. Well, how so? Because Zacchaeus did not know that he was lost. Zacchaeus did not know that he was on the wrong way until Jesus found him out. It is no coincidence that Jesus was walking by and saw him up in that sycamore tree. Just as it is no coincidence, whatever detail surrounds your particular salvation story, if you have placed your faith in Jesus Christ. And if you haven't, then it is no coincidence that you are listening to this devotional podcast. God does not only save the lost, he seeks the lost. He finds them out. He is on the move. C.S. Lewis called him the hound of heaven. And sometimes even against our will, God chases us down with his love and his goodness. We praise the Lord that we serve and believe in and love a God who not only saves the lost, but seeks us out so that we might know that we are on the wrong path and that he offers us a path of life and hope and joy and peace. So let our lives be lived in worship to the God who has loved us this way, and let them also be lived helping to be a part of God using us to seek and save the lost that are around us. God, thank you for today. Thank you for your word. Thank you for the story of Zacchaeus that, you know, probably takes us back to children's church, but still has things to encourage us, to stir our hearts into worship even today. So Lord, help us to do that, to worship you in the way that we live our lives. And may that include being a part of your work to seek and save the lost. We'll give you all the praise and glory for it. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you for tuning in to another edition of Let's Talk Church Family. You are loved. Have a blessed day.